Like many overweight people, William Howard Taft tended to eat more when he was depressed. And during a single term as president, the usually sunny Taft was frequently depressed. He never wanted to be president. He wanted to be a Supreme Court justice. But his political mentor, Theodore Roosevelt, and his wife, Nellie, decided otherwise. It was Taft's duty as a Republican to succeed Roosevelt, they told him. And even Taft, then Secretary of War, knew that unless he went along, he might never get his cherished seat on the court. So he agreed to run for president in 1908, and with the popular Roosevelt's enthusiastic support, he won rather easily. So far, so good. Roosevelt went on safari in Africa for a year, and Taft's life quieted down. He continued most of Roosevelt's progressive policies, and even instituted some new antitrust wrinkles of his own. But when Roosevelt returned in 1910 and decided that Taft had strayed, their close relationship began to come apart. An important break came when Roosevelt took offense at an antitrust suit filed against U.S. Steel. Roosevelt had personally approved the cartel while in office, and he didn't appreciate being second-guessed. Just as important, though, was Roosevelt's inability to accept anyone else, even his friend, as president. In 1912, he opposed Taft for the Republican nomination, and when he lost, formed his own Progressive Party to carry the fight into the general election. The second time around, Roosevelt finally beat Taft, but he finished second overall to Woodrow Wilson, who would never have won but for the split in the Republican vote. Meanwhile, Taft ate. To circumvent the diets imposed by his controlling wife, he snuck out of the White House for extra meals and scheduled trips that he knew would include lavish banquets. By 1912, he'd gained 50 pounds and reached a maximum weight of 355. According to a popular joke, when the polite Taft gave up his seat on the streetcar, three men took his place. Once removed from office, though, Taft regained his sunny disposition and in 1921 finally got his reward when Warren Harding appointed him Chief Justice of the United States.